It is that time of year again. It is time for a mock draft, baby.
Perfect.
We are back. Welcome back to the Fourth and Flex Fantasy Football Podcast. I'm, of course, Bandy. That's, of course, Trey. And the time is now. Buddy, what's up?
What's going on, man? What's going on? You know, back in with a new studio, new setup. It's a whole new year. We're a whole new us.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. We are a whole new us, but we, you know, we're bringing that fantasy knowledge like we always do. Coming at you with a super flex mock draft, first mock of the season. Trey, how you feeling?
You know, there's a lot of stuff that's going to happen between now and when the season starts, but it's good to go ahead and get your mind right and started thinking about where you're taking players and what rounds and just what your draft could possibly look like at some point.
Absolutely, man. We're going to have some strategies for you. We're doing the whole thing here. Guys, if you are watching us anywhere, don't forget to hit that like button. If you're watching us on YouTube, please subscribe. Please subscribe. But, hey, let's pull up that draft board, baby. Let's get it started. I'm at the 3, 12. Trey at the 12. You know how he likes to do it. You know how he likes to do it. Let's get it. Okay, and we are doing computers here, but we got unlimited time, so we got all the time you need to talk about it, all right? All right, so I'm on the clock. Christian McCaffrey goes at the 1. Josh Allen at the 2. Of course, super flex. So let's see what I got going on here, man. I'm looking down. Patrick Mahomes is there. Didn't produce the way we wanted it to last year. Did good when it counted, but not as much for fantasy as we want him to. Jalen Hurts sitting there. We got CeeDee Lamb, CJ Stroud, a guy I'm planning to see rise a lot this year. Trey, you think?
Without a doubt, without a doubt. I mean, all the weapons that they brought to Houston for him, including Diggs, I think, you know, he's shown what he can do last year, and now he's got another year under his belt with, you know, less jitters, less anxiety and weird new stuff. I mean, he's ready to go, man.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. New weapons, all that jazz. I'm looking to see CJ Stroud as in Superflex at least a good number two quarterback coming in for a lot of teams.
Yeah, without a doubt. And I think most people would be surprised it'd be a number one.
All right, buddy. So I need me a QB, man. I'm going super flex. I love getting my QBs early. Oh, man. all right. I'll take Jalen Hurts, baby. Take us to Jalen Hurts. I'm not really wanting to root for the Eagles, but I felt like the best option there, Trey.
Did that hurts a little bit?
It hurts a lot of it, my friend. Hurts a lot.
I feel you. I feel you. All right. So Josh picked Jalen Hurts at the 3. I'm all the way down at the 12. A lot of guys come off the board. Mahomes, Lamb, Hill, Stroud, Jackson, Jefferson, Burrow, and Chase. You know, I'm a big component in Superflex. I know a lot of people take quarterbacks in the first, but I tend to think that I can find that quarterback, you know, that's kind of a sleeper and ride with them throughout the season. I like to take my big players in the beginning. And right at the top of my board is perfect set for the man that's going to have an amazing year, that has continued to have great years. And people somehow are still sleeping on this guy, and it makes no sense to me. And that is none other than the sun god, Amon-Ra St. Brown, baby.
Amon-Ra, I knew that's where you were going with that, buddy. Going wide receiver heavy, super flex. It's good. I like it. I like it.
And then, boom, back on the clock with the 12 flip around. And, I mean, this pick is just as easy. A guy who's on the rise, young man, got a brand-new quarterback. I mean, what can you do but give him the ball in Bijan Robinson, baby? Ooh. Give me that.
Back with the Bijan. I like it. Going wide receiver, running back. So you think you can still get a quality couple quarterbacks in the later rounds?
That's without basically a doubt. Without, I mean, look, Kirk Cousins is still out there, bro. I mean –
yeah, I mean, fair, fair.
Every year, every single year over the last several years that I've drafted, Kirk Cousins has been a value.
yeah, just because it's Kirk Cousins. So people are looking at him like, I think I can do better.
Right, you know? But hey, he normally always outperforms his fantasy where he's drafted.
Sure, but does it scare you now that he's on the Falcons in the NFC South now instead of being on the Vikings with Justin Jefferson, a great weapon to have there?
No, because the Falcons team is set up. All they needed was a great quarterback. They got Kirk Cousins. They have the receivers. They have Kyle Pitts. They have Drake London, who are both great receivers, but they never had a quarterback be able to get them the ball. And they have Bijan Robinson, who loves the check down, and Kirk Cousins. I like the stack with Cousins and Bijan for all those check down touchdowns when Bijan runs 60 yards for a touchdown after a 5-yard check down.
Beautiful, beautiful, yeah. And I'm actually hearing from the coaching staff and all that that is something that's going to be happening a lot. Bijan, I think, is going to get a lot of work. I think that's a great grab. If you can get Kirk Cousins, I think it's a great stack, buddy. But I'm on the board now. Let's see, man. Other guys who have went. Puka Nacua in the second round of a Superflex. Look at Team 9, by the way. Justin Jefferson, Puka Nacua. I like that start.
Mm-hmm.
Breece Hall goes. Anthony Richardson goes also. I know it's the computer and all that, but Anthony Richardson, I know we're hearing things injury-wise that are going on with him. Do you like him as in the second round?
Man, I think Anthony Richardson could easily be the number one overall QB this year, and I think that he could easily be the 32nd overall QB this year. It all comes down to his injury, you know, because he's got everything he needs to be an amazing quarterback, and he's got the skill, he's got the age, he's got the agility, he's got the mindset, but does he have the bone structure? You know what I mean?
Yeah, my thoughts exactly.
That's the biggest fear.
Hey, Yvonne in the comments. Hi, Josh. It's Brantley and Corbin. What's up, guys?
What up?
Thanks for posting. Love you guys. Awesome. But I'm on the clock. Let's see. Took Jalen Hurts at the 1-3. Normally here, I'd like to get another quarterback, just kind of lock it in there, and then I can start getting some skill players. I'm going to reach just a little bit here and grab me some Tua Tagovailoa. Here's my thing with Tua. Last year, we undervalued him. He fell. Lots of people got him for value. You know, we started the year off really hot. Second half of the year, not as good, but still a quality quarterback in a super flex league.
Is that why, or do you just want to name your team Hawk Tua?
No, sir. I'm not that guy. Let's see. I'm back on the clock. I got my quarterbacks set in stone. Now, let's kind of look. After I go quarterback here, let's just kind of glance and see what's still on the board here. In our running backs, Jonathan Taylor still there. Kyren Williams still there, who I think is going to be great this year. Etienne, Josh Jacobs, Derrick Henry, lots of good skilled players. Wide receiver-wise, Chris Olave, Devontae Adams is still there. Drake London, Brandon Ayuk, still some great guys. Mike Evans floating down there. But you know me, and you know how I love my running backs, so I think I'm going to go ahead and snag a running back here. Grab Kyren Williams in the third round as a super flex draft. What do you think?
Personally, I like the Kyren pick, but I am a big believer in Jonathan Taylor this year, and I think that he has a great chance to be RB1 overall, so I probably would have leaned Jonathan Taylor over Kyren, but I completely see the Kyren pick.
Absolutely. The way he played last year, came out of nowhere. I think they're definitely going to be featuring him in the Los Angeles this year.
Yes, sir, but I am back on the clock. After Josh's pick of Kyren Williams, Jonathan Taylor, Brock Purdy, Laporta, Olave, Etienne, Ayuk, Herbert, and Caleb Williams goes. And this is exactly what I'm talking about. I know it's computer, but Caleb Williams goes off the board, who has not played a single snap in the NFL. And a guy right there next to him who made it to the playoffs last year, got the bag, carried his team, did great, but people just constantly sleep on. And it's going to match up with my stack. Give me Jared Goff and Amon-Ra stack at the 12.
Woo. Okay. I like it, buddy. I like it. Jared Goff, he's a guy that you really believed in last year, and he didn't let you down, did he?
Not at all. No, especially for fantasy. I mean, obviously, he had a decent playoff run, got, a lot of pressure and put him out. But, I mean, Jared Goff, man, showing people that he wasn't the shitty guy everybody thought he was, you know?
Jared, not as golfful as they thought.
Exactly.
But you're back on, buddy. What's it going to be?
I'm back on, and I could take another quarterback here. I got Lawrence there. I got Daniels. I got Cousins. I got Stafford. But to me, I think there's better value here in some of the other positions. Looking around, I mean, we got wide receivers. We could take Davante Adams, Drake London, Pittman, Evans. Running back wise, I got Josh Jacobs on the Packers, Derrick Henry for Baltimore. And A-Chain's down there. You know, A-Chain's one of those guys that is a big, hard to rank this year, whether he's going to be great right. or be at the bottom of the food chain. I mean, it's really hard to tell. But honestly, I'm going to take a guy here that carried me at the end of the season last year. The quarterback's coming back. He's got a great outfit ready to go. And they love this guy. And that is Trey McBride, baby.
Oh, my goodness. Grabbing Trey McBride, Trey. Woof. In the fourth round, Trey McBride, tight end, super flex. Okay. I feel like that might be a little bit of a reach, but who knows? He could be great this year, man. So, you know, what's your strategy there going tight end that early?
I'm just telling you right now, Trey McBride has the potential to be tight end one over Kelce, over LaPorta. And that might sound crazy, but I promise you, just wait and see.
Okay. All right. Yeah, I'm getting flashbacks from me last season with the Nico Collins stuff, man. Like, I'm feeling like that's going to be the guy. You're going to be here, Trey, blowing that horn all preseason. So, but that puts me on the clock talking about A-Chain, okay? I wanted to go back to the stuff with A-Chain because Mostert got paid. You know, he got paid, so they're planning on definitely using Mostert. A-Chain's still on a rookie contract, so he's got something to prove. Now, we saw both of these guys get work last year, Trey. We saw both of them get work. A-Chain went off, but we did see some injuries start to stack up. Maybe he was pushing himself a little too hard. Who knows? I know that they're definitely going to want to use him more. I just don't want to put too much stock into the Dolphins on my team here. I've already got Tua. Could be a great grab, but I think I'm going to go a different route here. I think I'm going to grab me a wide receiver, man. We've got on the board right now, we've got Michael Pittman, Jalen Waddle, Deebo Samuel still there, Nico Collins, Cooper Kupp still floating down there, buddy. Oh, look at that. This boy, he was looking at him, wasn't he? It's kind of crazy he's so far down there in the IDP.
It's scary, man. It's a scary deal. You know, last year I had him, and there was a couple games where he put up less than 1 point. Mm. It was like 0.34. Mm. Like 2 or 3 weeks, you know, off and on, you know, it's scary to draft Cooper Kupp, man.
It's the Puka Nacua of it all, right?
Yeah, it's the Nacua factor.
Yeah, that's what's scaring everybody. But
the Nacua, the hell is Cooper Kupp?
I'm gonna go for it, buddy. I haven't had Cooper Kupp in a long time, so I'm gonna grab him up now. I'm gonna grab up Cooper Kupp there with my fourth round pick. So I'm back on the clock, man. After Cooper Kupp, Trevor Lawrence, Michael Pittman, Devin A-Chain, Isaiah Pacheco goes. Really, really looking here, man. I really want to get another running back here, man. You know how I am. I love my running backs. PPR type of thing here I'm looking at. I'm looking at Kenneth Walker, K9, still hanging out there, man, in the fifth round of this super flex draft. And, I mean, I'm going to grab him. I'm going to grab me some K9, bro, because that guy, when I needed him to, went off last year, you know, and it was always in the most opportune of times for me. I feel like that I counted and was able to count on K9, Trey.
Yeah, man, I like that. I like that pick a lot. You know, K9 as your second running back. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I like that a lot.
Yeah, buddy. Yeah, buddy.
So after Kenneth Walker goes off the board, Jalen Waddle, Mark Andrews, Jaden Daniels, Nico Collins. Nico Collins in the five last year, what was the very last pick, if not undrafted? Now this man's going in the fifth round. Dalton Kincaid, Deebo Samuel goes in the five. I feel like that's might be a little value. And then I'm back on the clock, and looky there, on round five, I need my backup second quarterback for my team. And there is a great guy right there waiting for me. Kirk Cousins sitting at the top, but, here's my thing. I got the stack with Jared Goff. I'm not a huge fan of two stacks in a super flex. Okay. I don't want too many pieces of the same pie.
I agree.
Just as I expected to happen, another guy that I really want is still there. Big sleeper this year, only because he only played 3 snaps last year. But he's back and ready to go on a great team that is all in with him. So I am all in on Aaron Rodgers, baby.
Woo! Aaron Rodgers, welcome back. Three snaps last year. You think he can hit four at least this year?
I bet he hits the whole season.
He better, dude. I really was excited to see Aaron Rodgers last year on the Jets. So disappointed when I did get to see him for three plays.
All I got to say is if Aaron Rodgers doesn't play the entire season outside of maybe one or two missed games due to something, but if he has another season-ending injury, he has to retire.
Yeah.
I mean, there's no more string pulling. There's no more media push. Just go.
Yeah. No, you're right, buddy. You're right. I agree with you 100%, and I think he would even agree with you on that one, man. Like, he just rehabbed his butt off to try to make it to the to help the team in the playoffs. And
know. That's exactly why, you know, this kind of feels like that make it or break it, retire or win Aaron Rodgers' year, and I think he's going to give it everything he has, and that's a guy that I want on my team.
Absolutely, buddy. Absolutely. So you got the Jared Goff, Aaron Rodgers as your quarterbacks in a super flex league, man. And you're back on the clock, Trey.
I'm back on the clock, and I've got a blatantly obvious pick here for me. This is another guy that last year got slept on, you know, got drafted in the 6th to 8th round area. And this is round 6, but guess what? Last year he was promised to miss the first 3 games of the year. Mm. Okay. And I still drafted him in the 6th round, and dude carried me 30 points a week on average. I mean, was a monster. I just had to hold him on my bench, but it paid off.
Alvin Kamara?
That's right, baby. Give me Alvin Kamara, baby. Let's go.
I knew it, bro. I knew it because I heard that carried me. Waited to week 6 last year. I heard that so many times, buddy. I know you love you some Kamara. I hope he does good, man. Do you think Kamara's going to be the guy then again this year, huh?
Without a doubt in my mind.
Okay. Hopefully, I mean, honestly, I'm not hoping because I'm not a Saints fan. You know, they're in my division. But I would like to see some better football out of Derek Carr this year. And if he's smart, he'll use his guy Kamara, dude.
Right, and if you don't see better football out of Carr, the only person that benefits, Kamara.
Exactly.
You're give him the ball.
No, you're right. But I'm on the clock, my friends. Kyle Pitts goes in the 6th round. How do you feel about that, Trey?
Man, you know, I've been hating on Kyle Pitts for years. I've had big problems with Kyle Pitts. We got together. We sat down. We hashed it out. We threw a couple jabs. But in the end, I forgave him. Because he decided to become a better person. He went to rehab, and he got him a good quarterback in Kirk Cousins. So me and Kyle Pitts, we're okay right now. You know, we're not friends. You know, we're just accompaniments of each other. And I have to wait and see, you know, how he deals with the situation he has. Because right now, this is his moment. He's got the quarterback. He's got the quarterback that loves to throw to his tight end. Okay, he has everything he needs to be successful. If he can't be successful with Kirk Cousins, he can't be successful with anyone, and I think he should just retire already.
Okay, 2 things I want to say here. First, that is very big of you, sir, to be able to, you know, put your frustrations and all your concerns behind you and look to the future with Kyle Pitts, okay? Second of all, here we go again. Here we go again. Every year, this is the year. If he can't do it this year, then I'm done with him. I'm done with him. So this is the year again. But you're right. You are right when you say he has every opportunity. He's got a quarterback that loves the tight ends. If he can't create separation and do something, then there will not be a next year. I don't care what happens. I don't care if Tom Brady comes out of retirement and says, "You're my new Gronk. I am done with Kyle Pitts."
I'm all with you, bro. This I've been done for several years. This is like the back to the future kind of year. You know, I'm going back to a fresh Kyle Pitts that I never knew, that never disappointed me.
Yeah.
And he's got Kirk Cousins. He's got everything set up. He's that rookie coming off that fresh, hot rookie year. And I'm ready for it. Yeah, but if that doesn't happen, you know, we're never going to be friends anymore.
All righty, buddy. All righty. Let's get back to it, my friend. I am on the clock here. Let's take a look at the board. T. Higgins goes in the 6th round. Zay Flowers, Aaron Jones in the 6th round. Kirk Cousins finally did go in the 6th round, Trey. If you were thinking about trying to get him back around, it's your third quarterback. Sorry for you, my friend. Sorry for you. I'm going to take a look at my team real quick. I got Jalen Hurts, Tua Tagovailoa, Kyren Williams, Cooper Kupp, K9, Kenneth Walker. I've got two running backs, two quarterbacks, one wide receiver, man. So I want to start filling up my team. I still want to get some decent players. So I'm going to aim here for a wide receiver on this team, man. Looking at the board here, we've got Amari Cooper, George Pickens. Keenan Allen's there on the Bears, man. Tank Dell. Christian Kirk, man, who I'm expecting to see a lot of good things out of this year. But I think Amari Cooper, man. Amari Cooper might be the pick here. You know what? I'm just going to get Keenan Allen. I'm just going to grab Keenan Allen. You knew that was the right call, didn't you?
100%.
Kind of floating around down there, honestly, to surprising. It's the new team, right?
Exactly. New team, his age. It's another year on the book. But look, man, Keenan Allen, everybody said last year he was done. Yep. And that dude went off consistently every week. I mean, he won me multiple weeks in a row just by having him on my team. Yep. Why not take the risk in the seventh round?
Yeah, buddy. So I'm back on the clock, man. After my Keenan Allen pick, Amari Cooper goes, then Matt Stafford, Christian Kirk, George Pickens. Man, there's a lot of wide receivers to get out there. Some good running backs out there still. A lot of people dropping, man. Austin Eckler still on the board in the seventh round. People are afraid.
Huh? I'm afraid.
You're afraid.
I mean, I had him in three different leagues last year. I was all about Austin Eckler. I mean, I love that he loves fantasy football. I love that he loves his people. And then, you know, he just come out and didn't really do a whole lot, but neither did the team.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And so you got to give a little grace there. Was it the team or was it the player? He's on a new team.
Yeah.
Now you find out whether it was the team or the player. Mm-hmm. And I do think it was the team.
Yeah.
I think he has a decent year with the Commanders.
Yeah. The only thing that worries me is that offensive line for the Commanders, but I really think that team is going to be featuring Eckler. And I really think you're going to be able to get him for value later, man, because he's a great player. He runs hard. He's a tough tank. I think Austin Eckler is going to be a great grab. I'm going to try to see how late I can wait to get him, you know?
Yeah, I like that.
I'm going to go for another wide receiver, though, here. Tank Dell at the top of my list. I like that, but there are a lot of mouths to feed in Houston now. That scares me. Scary Terry's hanging out there. Chris Godwin. How are we feeling about Calvin Ridley, Trey, on the Titans?
Yeah, man, you know, it's one of those things. DeAndre Hopkins, wide receiver one there, so Calvin Ridley be the wide receiver two. And the way it looks, you know, maybe there's some double coverage in Calvin Ridley, but, you know, he had up and down games last year. It scares me for sure,
yeah.
You know, because he had Trevor Lawrence, and now he's going to a lesser quarterback, in my opinion. So it's tough with Calvin Ridley, man. I really thought we were going to see him come back to that, you know, top five wide receiver potential that he showed in the past, but I haven't seen it yet, man, and I don't know if we'll ever will.
You're right, buddy. You're right, man. I think I'm going to grab a wide receiver. I think I'm going to go with Scary Terry. Stick with what you know, and I know Scary Terry does big things, Trey.
So my pick here, you know, I wanted a guy who went off the board there at the 7-6. Hollywood Brown, man, I think that's going to be a big sleeper this year, man. Do y'all not realize Patrick Mahomes is throwing him the ball?
Yeah.
Do you remember when Lamar Jackson was throwing him the ball? He was going crazy. Now he's got Patrick Mahomes, you know, quote unquote, the best passer in the league. And I think he's going to be crazy. And I think getting him in the seventh round is major value. But unfortunately, he did come off the board. So now I'm in a pickle here. I'm in a little pickle. I've got to get me a wide receiver. I'm looking at the board here. You've got Tank Dell still there, which is interesting, but there's a lot of mouths to feed in Houston. Godwin, who's back in the slot, I think is not a horrible pick here as my wide receiver too.
I agree.
Rashi Rice and Xavier Worthy back-to-back. Not sure which one of those guys is going to be the big deal. I think Worthy's going to take over for Rice, but who knows? Rice kind of picked it up towards the end of the year last year.
He did.
Addison's there who was up and down. Man, this is a tough call. And DeAndre Hopkins all the way down there, man. And Ridley going before DeAndre Hopkins is kind of crazy to me, because if you don't think DeAndre Hopkins is a wide receiver one, I don't know who you're talking to. But I'm going to go Godwin here, man. I spoke on it before and I'll speak on it again. They've got him back in the slot. This team is another year with Baker. I think he's really going to prove himself.
I agree, man. I agree. I think Chris Godwin last year, he let a lot of people down. He was doing something different. The team and that offensive coordinator, they were really trying new things with Godwin, thought that they could use him better where he was. But Godwin, with those amazing catches in the slot, is the right call. I think we see a great uptick in his production this year, Trey. So I think that's a great pick in the seventh round, buddy.
Back on the clock in the eighth round, just taking a look at my team here. I've got Jared Goff as my quarterback, Bijan and Alvin Kamara running backs, Amon Ra and Chris Godwin wide receivers, Trey McBride at my tight end, and Aaron Rodgers at my super flex. So I can really go anywhere here. I can get a wide receiver, get a flex, get a running back. What do I want to do? That's the call. Taking a look at the board here, you know, Tank Dell still there, obviously. Ramondre Stevenson there, that scares me. I think it's going to be better than last year, but I don't think it's going to be the Ramondre Stevenson that I want. Man, this is a tough pick here in this spot. I think I want to go running back here, to be honest with you. I see Nick Chubb out there, but and I like that. I like that, too. But it still scares me.
We all saw that leg bend the wrong way, man. It scares me too.
Yeah, like how is this dude ever going to play football again? But I mean, he's talking about, he's at practice, but he's not practicing, obviously. And there's no times table for his return yet. But man, if he comes back week three, you know, this is like that Alvin Kamara pick of last year, in my opinion, if that's the case. But do you waste an eighth round pick on a guy that might not play the entire season?
Exactly.
It's a tough call. But it's June, so it's a tough call I'm going to make, baby. Give me Nick Chubb.
Yes, sir, buddy. Yes, sir. I like it. Yeah, great call. I can't lie. Nick Chubb, I passed him a couple times and I'm like, it's too early. But in the eighth round, now it's the time where it starts to get tough to make the right decisions. Look, you're in the eighth round. The decisions start to get tougher. You start to try to find that value that you're searching for in your drafts, and Nick Chubb could be that value. Even if he comes back week six, pulls an Alvin Kamara for you. I mean, some people will worry maybe his cuts won't be as strong. Maybe his downhill running won't be as hard. You know, maybe he's going to be a little nervous on that leg. You know what I mean?
Very possible, very possible. But my thing is with this area of the draft, you know, this is kind of the area where you take the guys who have proven themselves but have some sort of setback, whether that be injury, suspension, what have you. So these are the guys that you can put on your bench. You're taking a bench spot right now. You're not really taking a starting spot in hopes that later in the draft you're going to grab a guy who nobody really knows much about or everybody's sleeping on, and that guy is going to be startable until your guy that you got in the 8 to 10 round area is able to play. Yeah. And take over that spot, and maybe they both start. You know, who knows? So you got to be able to take a little bit of risk here, but I think it's a risk worth taking.
Yeah, buddy. Hey, CM in the building. The gang is back. What's happening, buddy? Good to see you, man. Hit that like button for us, man. Man, it's been a minute. All right. Well, you know what we're doing, CM, man. We're busting out those mock drafts like we love to do. Let's see. I'm on the board too. You boys on the clock, man. We are sitting here in the eighth round still sitting in the eighth round. I feel like I need some running back depth, man. I just went wide receiver. I need to look over at my running backs, and it's a little scary. And I kind of talked about this already. When I look at my running backs, man, I'm looking over here. We got Jonathan Brooks. We got Zamir White, who we are probably going to finally see something out of, man. We've been talking about Zamir White for a couple years now, hoping that his time is coming. Josh Jacobs got shipped to Green Bay, so maybe it's Zamir White time in Las Vegas, my friend. But I am not that's a little too rich for my blood at the moment. Javonte Williams also there, another guy that kind of blew up, and injury has really tarnished his name. I'm going to go with a guy I've already talked about, man. I'm going with Austin Eckler, man. I know a lot of people afraid of Austin Eckler on the Commanders, but I'm telling you, Austin Eckler is a great player. He will continue to be a great player, Trey.
I like it, man. I like that pick a lot.
Yes, sir, you do. And I'm back on the clock, baby. Back on the clock. After Austin Ekeler, David Njoku goes. Zamir White, J.J. McCarthy in Minnesota, I think could be a sleeper quarterback, man. That's something we need to definitely get into at some point. Rashee Rice goes after that, and I'm back on the clock, my friend. Yeah, I really need to grab a tight end. I'm in the ninth round. I see Ferguson. I see Hockenson, man. I ain't trying to name my team Hawk Tua. Don't you worry, baby. But I do love me some Hockenson, man. I know he was having some there's some question marks around him right now because of the injury last year. So that does scare me a little bit when I look at the tight end board. Ferguson, Hockenson, Goddard still sitting there. Dalton Schultz, who you know I love me some Schultz, man. You know I love me some Schultz, man. I blew the Schultz horn a lot last year. I don't know if I'm ready to go there just yet. Give me some Goddard, man. I'm going to get Goddard there. Look, I waited the ninth round, still got Goddard. You like it?
I don't. I think it's Hockenson all day. Yeah. Because think about this, okay? Yes, there's questions around the injury. But if you can get a potential for the tight end one on the season in the ninth round, I mean, this dude was competing for tight end one all year last year until he got hurt. Mm-hmm. And if you can get him in the ninth round and then he just comes back when the season starts, no problem, ready to go, and boom. I mean, that's almost league winning, in my opinion.
He also had Kirk Cousins throwing to him. Now we got J.J. McCarthy, who I have seen on the sidelines missing a lot of throws. I know it's OTAs. I know it's practice. But I have seen J.J. McCarthy missing a few throws.
And I agree with you there. The only thing is, you know, TJ Hockenson is just that guy. You know, when there is a rookie quarterback who comes in, you know, he's going to rely on his tight end, yeah, because he's, you know, he's feels more vulnerable and has more anxiety in those tough calls, and he's going to check down to the tight end and the running back situation. Mm-hmm. And I think TJ Hockenson can be that guy to fill that role. Obviously, there's a lot of question marks, but the ninth round, the value's there.
Yeah, sure is.
And the idea of Hawk Tua was sitting there waiting for you. You just couldn't do it.
I think that was actually a part of the decision to not do it. I didn't want to be that guy, you know?
100%, 100%.
Trey, you're on the board, buddy. What you looking at right now?
I am on the board. I need to get me another wide receiver. I'm looking at depth on my bench. And the players on the board here. You got Keon Coleman, who, you know, is playing for the Bills. And I don't know, man, a lot of people were talking about him being a big rising star, but it does scare me just a little bit. Smith and Jigba here, who, you know, just really disappointed me last year.
Sure. He was a rookie, man. He was trying to learn how things were, but there were a few moments when Njigba did his thing, Trey.
Christian Watson, who had his ups and downs, but had some good games, you know, and had some bad games.
Yeah, he disappointed me last year, honestly. Chris, I really, after the way he was the year before, I just really thought we were going to get more out of Watson. The guy seems to go so hard that he gets hurt, though. That seems to be the problem. I mean, it's rookie year he was getting hurt, man. So, and we've seen him with Aaron Rodgers do well. We haven't seen him with Jordan Love do as well as we want him to. So, that scares me with the Christian Watson, to be completely honest.
Yeah, man, and as I'm scrolling down this list, I'm seeing a lot of guys that you know were a lot higher last year. I mean, you know, Tyler Lockett, mm-hmm, all the way down there, Cortland Sutton, Romeo Doves, which is about where he was last year, I think, in most leagues. Mm-hmm. But there's a guy down here, man, who has transitioned teams and I really think is going to emerge with a great quarterback that he has now, and be the wide receiver one on his team. If not the wide receiver one, get the most targets anyway.
Okay.
And that has got to be my man, Curtis Samuel on the Bills.
Ooh, okay. Okay. Yeah, I like it. I like the grab with Curtis Samuel. A guy that's always outperformed what we thought he was going to perform every year. This is what's happened with Curtis Samuel. They haven't always all been winners, but for the most part, he stayed relatively in the middle.
And yet to have an amazing quarterback get him the ball. Now he's got Josh Allen.
Yep. I do say this. I do like Keon Coleman also, the rookie coming in. I think him and Josh Allen, from what I'm hearing, I just feel like these guys are going to have that chemistry. And Josh Allen knows he's got a rookie he needs to work with. Josh Allen now, he was QB1 last year, so he's got more weapons now. I really like Keon Coleman this year.
And I agree with you. My biggest deal is that when a rookie walks into a team, it's a lot of pressure to take that wide receiver one 100%. Spot. especially on a team like the Buffalo Bills, who have consistently lost to the Chiefs.
Yeah, buddy. Yeah.
They need that dub this year.
You're right. Hey, CM says, Samuel, I think, is a great pick. He's being slept on. Okay.
Thank you. Thank you. I agree.
And also, I missed this one earlier. I like Fergie as a late-round tight end after elite ones are gone. Talking about Ferguson. Old Jake Ferguson. Yeah. Yes, sir.
Yeah, I still like him, too. We know Dak Prescott loves his tight ends.
Yes, he does. Yes, he does.
No pun intended, maybe. All right, I'm still on the clock in the 10th round, and I've already got my guy here. I've had this guy pinned for a couple rounds. It's another guy that I'm really hyped on this year because he's a guy who showed a lot of promise last year. And, you know, he might not start off as the guy, but as soon as this team sees what he can do, he's going to take over that role. He's a three-down back. He doesn't need the help. I mean, this dude can play the entire game head first, headstrong. Give me Zach Moss here, baby.
Okay, all right. Grabbing some Zach Moss in the beginning of the 10th round. Yeah, Zach Moss on the Bengals now. I really like what I've seen of Zach Moss when he plays. He did have a couple games where he was disappointing, but then he also had some monster games. So we know he's capable of it. The Bengals have been working on that O-line ever since Burrow got hurt. I think that's a great pick, Trey. Great pick, and I think it's value in the 10th round.
100%.
But I am on the clock, my friends. Look, Dalton Schultz, TJ Hockenson finally goes in the 10th round. Got to be the injury scaring folks. Raheem Mostert also in the 10th round. There goes Keon Coleman in the sixth spot, just a couple away. I really wanted him, but that's okay, man. I'm looking at my team, man. I'm sitting three running backs, three wide receivers, but I also do need to make sure I get a third quarterback just to have a backup ready. I think there's still some decent people, decent quarterbacks that can be got a little bit later. So I think I'm going to check out my running backs, checking out the running backs. Ezekiel Elliott sitting there, by the way, going to definitely be the RB1 on the Dallas Cowboys. What are you thinking about Zeke this year?
I'm thinking Zeke's going undrafted in a lot of leagues, in my opinion, and I understand it. But, you know, Zeke is one of those guys that I'm kind of looking at as my last pick of the draft. If he's there, I'll grab him. If he's not, so what? Right. At the potential that he takes off, man. I mean, we've seen this team do with Zeke that made him great. And if he has that ability and comes back in, you know, obviously he's got some years on him and everything like that. But this team's going to use him regardless. They love him. They brought him back for a reason. The commodity was Dak Prescott and everything like that. I think he has the potential to be great, and he also has the potential to be shit. So that's why I would just either wait and get him off waivers if he didn't get drafted or grab him with my last pick.
Yeah, no, I hear that. I hear that. I'm just scrolling down the running back list, man, and it's pretty freaking scary, dude, to be completely honest, man. So I think at this point, man, I'm going to go back to my wide receivers. There's still a couple guys there that I feel I can get some value out of. Jacoby Myers, man. Jacoby Myers had a couple of very, very good games last year, man. I kind of rode that Jacoby Myers train a little bit. I had him that I got him late in a lot of drafts, and he really stepped up for me when I needed him, man. So I'm definitely looking at Jacoby Myers, but he's down there a little bit. So I feel like I could wait on Jacoby Myers. So looking at the list here, man, I got Brian Thomas on the Jags. I've got Christian Watson. Jameson Williams still there, man. I think we're going to see some stuff out of Jameson Williams this year, man. Now he's going to have a full season, OTAs, practice, all of that. The Lions are looking up, man. I think I'm going to grab me some Jameson Williams here, buddy.
Yeah, I like that pick, man. Jameson Williams, you know, I watched him in college. I've talked about him every year. He has that deep threat ability. This man can run down the field 70 yards, grab an amazing catch, one-handed, whatever. Mm-hmm. The Detroit Lions just have to work him into this offense a little more. You know, this is going to be his biggest thing is I feel like his weeks are going to be hit or miss. So you're going to have to decide when and not to start him. And you got to hope that you hit the right weeks.
You're exactly right. And I'm back on the clock here, man. Again, I'm scrolling down the running back list and it's still scary. I feel like I may need a little more depth at running back, man. It really scares me looking at my team, but there really is not much depth to be had here, Trey. So I'm going to grab Zeke in hopes that he could do something, Trey.
Yeah, I mean, you're taking a guy who's the starter on his team. In the 11th round. I mean, right. What more could you ask for?
I mean, at the very least, we saw Zeke on the Patriots last year, man. The Patriots used Zeke like a pass-catching back, and he did really good. He did really good, honestly. And I think the science, I guess you could say, behind the whole Zeke thing is once he hits the second level, like once he gets through that pile of defenders, he can do stuff with the ball. Like it is possible for Zeke to do that.
Without a doubt. He's just got to be able to hold on to it.
So what I'm saying here is I think the Cowboys need to use him more as a pass-catching back, and I think that'll be great for Zeke and great for PPR leagues. I haven't heard anything about that being the case, but if they were paying attention last year, they'll know that this is a good thing to do with this man.
Yeah, man, without a doubt. I'm back on the board here. After Zeke goes, Christian Watson, Chase Brown, Trey Benson, Pat Freiermuth, Tyler Lockett, and Geno Smith back-to-back in the 11th round kind of is a foretelling of how their season's going to go. Courtland Sutton, Zach Charbonnet, and I'm back on the clock. Now, I kind of want to grab a wide receiver here, get a little more depth there, and there's a guy at the top here that I'm actually excited about. He is questionable right now, and he tends to be questionable every year. Injury is his biggest question mark. But I've already got his quarterback. You know, he's got a new team. He's got a better quarterback, in my opinion, than Justin Herbert. Mm-hmm. And I'm going with some Mike Williams, baby. Give me Mike Williams.
Big Mike Williams. I knew that's where you're going with that
deep
buddy.
Threat, Aaron Rodgers connection. I mean, I know Aaron Rodgers is going to target Garrett Wilson 142 times a game. but the five targets that Mike Williams gets, you know, are going to be deep.
Here's the thing. You say he's going to Garrett Wilson 142 times a game. Aaron Rodgers is going to throw the ball to the guy who's open 142 times a game. That was the problem the good thing with Devontae Adams. The guy was always open. He won off the line so many times that it was almost annoying. When the ball was in the air, you knew who the ball was going to in Green Bay. That's for sure, man.
But I'm telling you, Garrett Wilson looks a lot like that, man. When I see him out there lined up, he is open constantly. Yeah. Yep. He just didn't have the quarterback to get him the ball, and now he does. And so that connection to me, you know, Garrett Wilson, if he's there, depending on where I'm drafting from, I'm probably grabbing him over everybody.
Yeah, okay.
I mean, that's just how I feel. You know, obviously the injury with Aaron Rodgers is worrisome, but if he can stay healthy all along, I think Garrett Wilson has the easiest path to wide receiver one.
Woof. I like it. I like it, and I can see it. I can see it. Don't forget, Trey, we did do defenses and kickers. We get a lot of crap for that, but that's okay, man. Defense and kickers are people, too. Let's see. 2, 4, 5 more picks in this draft. Trey, I believe you're still actually on the board here.
Yeah, and right here in the 12th round, I could take, some more depth at running back, some more depth at wide receiver. Maybe a backup tight end, but who cares about a backup tight end? And I'm going to go with a guy here who I go with all the time. You know, he's had some ups, he's had some downs, and he's had some new teams back to back. But give me my backup quarterback in Russell Wilson.
Hey.
On the Steelers. I mean, obviously he's down here for a reason. He didn't have the best year with Denver. But Russell Wilson at Pittsburgh, I think he has a big opportunity here, and he's got a lot of pressure with Justin Fields waiting for him to mess up.
Waiting in the wings, Justin Fields is doing. Mr. Unlimited's going to be finding unlimited amount of teams, my friend. Russell Wilson needs to get it done. Like, if you want a chance to do it, he's got a great head coach, not somebody he's battling like Sean Payton last year, a great head coach who knows how to talk to his people, knows how to communicate with his players. Mike Tomlin is one of the best to do it, and that's for sure. If anybody can get through to Mr. Russell Wilson, Mr. Sierra, Mr. Unlimited, it is Mike Tomlinson. So I like the pick with the third quarterback, Russell Wilson. If it hits, it's the smartest decision you ever made. If it misses, oh, well, it's your third quarterback. I'm sure you can find someone else.
Right? Exactly. And I just want to point out that even though he didn't look great on the field last year, he put up a lot of fantasy points. Because he just aired that bitch out.
Yeah, he did that. You're right about that. Guys, hey, appreciate the love coming in, guys. If you are watching on YouTube, please don't forget to hit that like button. Subscribe to Fourth and Flex if you have not done so already.
Yes, sir.
Jessica Welch popping in. My boy's looking good in that new studio. Yes, ma'am, we are. Thank you, baby. But I'm on the clock here, guys. So let's get down to business, if you know what I'm saying. I'm on the clock. It's the 12th round. I've got a few more picks. I definitely need to grab my last quarterback. Man, it's sad to see old Justin Fields hanging down there at the bottom, my friend.
On the bench.
On the bench, Justin Fields. I will guarantee you that Justin Fields gets some playing time this year.
Yeah, maybe one or two snaps after a blowout.
Oh, yeah, he's coming in to relieve old Russ, huh? After a blowout.
That's right. 52 to nothing, Justin Fields gets a snap. No, I do think that they're going to work him into the offense on some running plays.
That's what the smart thing to do.
It is a very smart thing to do, and it's also going to keep Russell Wilson, and it'll also keep the defense guessing. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? You throw Justin Fields out there, he's probably going to run it. He's 90% of the time probably going to run it, but on the off chance he throws it, you know, it might throw the whole defense off.
Exactly.
Plays out the wazoo.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Some Taysom Hill-type things hopefully happening over there. It'll be fun to watch because I hope so because it's been hard to watch the Steelers the last few years. Ever since Big Ben left, the Steelers have not been a fun team to watch.
I haven't watched the Steelers since Big Ben left.
But let's see, guys. Let's take a look, man. I definitely need some more depth here. Running back, that's basically a done deal, man. There's really nothing over there with maybe some Antonio Gibson. Like, maybe this guy will get some work. I don't know. He's in New England now, so who knows? I'm not really to take the risk on that just yet. Ty Chandler, maybe some stuff might be happening here with Ty Chandler. I don't know. Aaron Jones over there now, I just don't see it unless Aaron Jones, being an older player, gets hurt or injured, you know, which – you never know. You never know. But I'm going to go back over to wide receiver, take a look at what's going on. Jerry Jeudy in Cleveland now with DeMar – or with – what's his name? Watson.
Deshaun Watson.
Deshaun. I said DeMar. Watson.
DeMar DeRozan. That's a basketball player.
Jerry Jeudy over there, right there, man. Do you think we see an uptick in Judy's production this year, Trey?
Man, it's hard for me to say there's any uptick in receivers in Cleveland with Deshaun Watson coming back as quarterback. You know what I mean? I mean, it's tough. I don't think he has any gas left in the tank. He left it all in the massage parlor.
He looked rough. That's for sure. He looked rough last year, man. It looked like you would see the fans were just like talking crap to him, and it looked like it was affecting him for sure, man.
You know, I've seen a list of worst contract mistakes in the history of the NFL, and he was number one. Woo. I mean, it was just – it's sad to see, man, but it's sad.
I mean, what does he have? What makes him want to get out there and throw it all on the field? You know what I mean? He's gotten this all this money guaranteed. What is going to make this guy come and want to win you a championship in Cleveland? The Browns just can't get it right, Trey.
No, they can't.
It's terrible because the Cleveland Brown fans are so loyal. They've been loyal through all of it, my friends. And I've heard a lot of them upset about old Baker Mayfield leaving.
Yeah, yeah, no, there was half that were upset and half that were like, good riddance, you know, we got the number one. And now they're like, man, we should just get Cap Baker.
Yeah, OBJ's dad is pissed right now.
Yeah.
But I'm on the clock, man. I'm looking over here, seeing what I got. I think I'm going to just go ahead and grab my third quarterback. In New England now, we've got Drake May. I've seen a lot of good things. I've seen this guy bomb some balls out there. I mean, it's either Derek Carr, Will Levis, Bryce Young, who I feel like you think has got some potential this year. Is that right?
Bryce Young?
Yeah.
I mean, I think that it's definitely going to be better than what we saw last year. I'm not going to say any more than that on the record.
Sure.
But I will say I think it's going to look better than last year.
Off the record, though? What do you think? All right, buddy. All right. So anyways, I'm going Drake May here in hopes that he does some big things for me, Drake.
I like it. I probably would have leaned Garner Minshew, actually, right there. I love me some mustache Minshew. Starter for the Raiders, you know what I mean? He's really got a team around him. Finally, you know, emerged after being a backup for so long. I think this dude puts in some work.
Good for him. good for Gardner Minshew, man. I mean, he's been busting his butt. He's shown things. He's laid it all on the field, and he's definitely done some magic with that mustache, my friend.
Yeah, man, he's a fighter, and that's what I like about him. You know, when you see him out on the field every week, week in and week out, when he gets that playing opportunity, he gives it his all. He's not like Deshaun Watson, who just goes out there and throws the ball up so he can go home and take a bath, you know?
And I hear on in the offseason, Gardner Minshew is living in a van down by the river.
Exactly. That's my kind of dude, man.
Literally. All right, but I'm on the clock here, man. I got a couple more picks before I need to get some wide receiver and defense and kicker stuff going on here. Adam Thielen, he's on the board way down there. Adam Thielen, remember how Adam Thielen went off at the beginning of the season last year?
Yeah. And I was like, I talked about it all off season. I was so excited. And then it was just like,
Yeah. But hey, if he can win you some games, is he not
week worth 1, 2, 3? Yeah, maybe.
13th round pick?
Yeah, no doubt.
I'm going to go for it, man. If what you say is true and Bryce Young does more, that means Adam Thielen will be doing more. I'm going to grab Adam Thielen in the 13th round and pray.
I like it a lot.
But it is your turn, my friends. On the clock, Trey. We are in the 13th round, about to be in the 14th. What's going through your mind right now, buddy?
I'll tell you what's going through my mind right now. Going through my mind right now is I hate drafting Dallas Cowboys. But there's a Dallas Cowboy out there with a lot of value in the 13th round. Has the potential to be great. Showed some signs last year. We've seen him do it year in and year out before on a different team. Give me Brandon Cooks in the 13th round, baby. I got no problem doing that.
Brandon Cooks. Yeah, in the 13th round, I dig it. I dig some Brandon Cooks, my friend. He did have a few games. We really had high hopes with him coming into Dallas last year, and it didn't really pan out. But at the end of the season, he started to show something, and hopefully that's going to continue into the beginning of this season, Trey.
Yeah, man, I really hope so. Coming into our 14th round, we're not yet at the kicker and defense, right?
No, we got one more round
before we get that part out of the way. Yep. So my last guy here, there's a couple options here that I'm looking at. Tyler Algier is one option I'm looking at. You know, I've got Bijan. Last year they said Bijan would get all the snaps. Tyler Algier come in, took the work, took some touchdowns. Injury purposes, maybe it's good to have him as a backup in case they do push Bijan to his limits and he gets hurt. We all know Tyler Algier can be an adequate running back for your team.
Yeah.
On the wide receiver side of the board, you got Darnell Mooney in Atlanta, which is a very interesting with Kirk Cousins situation going on. You've also got Roman Wilson on the Steelers, the R. Wilson to R. Wilson combo. Maybe that works out with the rookie. It's very interesting. You know, I do like to take risk on a couple rookies here. I've got R. Wilson on my team. Give me another R. Wilson in Roman.
Ooh, okay. Get that Wilson to Wilson thing going on. Okay, buddy. Yeah, we'll see how that pans out for you. It's hard to pick the Steelers for me this year, to be completely honest. I'm going to need to see more before I can honestly value more of it.
Look, man, no matter what has happened over the last 6-7 years, I've never had a hard time picking a receiver that Russell Wilson's throwing to. I just haven't.
Yeah. Okay. All right, buddy. I'm looking at my board here, man. I've got depth at wide receiver. I've got some depth. I've got my quarterbacks taken care of. I'm not going to get a backup tight end because those are the guys that pop up when you least expect. You can get them on the waiver later. But I really do think I need a running back here, man. I'm looking at the board. Tyler Algier, obviously a decent idea here. Damian Pierce, who let everybody down last year. This is my basically last pick of this draft, so I'm really doing a little poking and hoping here, man. Khalil Herbert still hanging out in Chicago with Roschon Johnson. You know I loved Khalil Herbert last year, but I think Roschon Johnson is now ahead of him on the depth chart. Khalil Herbert has sank, and it's very sad. I guess some of the gas left his tank. So I'm actually going to hope get me some Roschon Johnson, no longer a rookie in Chicago. Caleb Williams, I feel like those guys are going to have a good time.
Yeah, man. You know, 14th round, taking a risk. I like it.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir. All right, buddy. It's that time again. Now it's the kickers. It's the defense. The age-old question, which came first, the kicker or the defense, Trey?
Yeah, man. And in my opinion, it's the defense. Yeah. Obviously, the computer thinks it's the kicker. But I like to go defense first over kicker. I normally trade around kickers and bounce around kickers all the time till I find a guy that's really putting in that work. Right. You know, crazy to me that Justin Tucker is the first overall kicker taken, though, because he didn't finish first overall last year.
No, it's just it's on the name, you know. It's sure, Justin sure. Tucker. I'm going to go get me that 49ers defense, Trey. 49ers defense, that's a defense last year that you could have picked up in your mock draft and held all year long. Even when their bye week came along, if you were a smart man, you dropped one of those other guys and you held on to that 49ers defense because you knew it wasn't going to be there when you got back next week.
Without a doubt, without a doubt. I went ahead and grabbed the New York Jets defense here. I mean, this whole team, I'm telling you, the New York Jets are going to be monsters this year as long as Aaron Rodgers can stay healthy. It's going to be a surprise factor for everybody to see. And then going kicker, I'm going to go give me Badgley on the Detroit Lions. Michael Badgley, he put up a lot of points last year with all the touchdowns Jared Goff was throwing.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. A lot of kicker drama in the offseason this year, too. I'm not going to get into it or nothing crazy, but just throwing that out there. But I do need me as a kicker, my friend. I'm looking at a lot of these kickers, and a lot of them aren't even signed yet. I mean, Philip Anderson at the top of the list, waived by Tampa Bay. Rodrigo Blankenship, who I love, man. I really thought could be great, but I saw him on the Bucs last year. He was on the Colts the year before that. I really thought he was a great kicker, but apparently he's not doing it right. I don't see any kickers that have a team here. Do you?
You got Ahmed on the Commanders.
Ahmed, let's see. He ain't even got a picture. Okay. All right. I'll go Ahmed. Did I miss the kickers? Did I miss all the kickers? Isn't there like 31 of them pieces?
There is, but also, you know, the teams might not have decided on their starting kicker. It's June.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? They got two or three guys competing, and then they're going to cut the other two and be like, all right, you're good.
Yeah. Okay. Well, then I'm going to go with a name here that I do know, Dustin Hopkins. He says he plays for Cleveland now. So
rock on, baby. Rock on. I just want to say, do you think the controversy in the offseason with the kicker, you think that's going to affect his draft value?
Wait, which kicker are you referring to right now?
Harrison Butker.
Oh, Butker. Oh, Butker. I don't know. Yeah, I absolutely think it will affect his draft value because, you know, people are going to wonder, like, is he going to actually play? Like, I know that they're saying he's still the guy.
Or, even to add to your point, you know, is the crowd, is that going to have effect on his kicks? You know what I mean? Is his own team going to boo him based off of his, you know, religious preferences and things like that, you know? Is the team going to give him crap about it? And are they going to, you know, obviously they want to win, but also they might boo him. Oof. And that's tough. You know, the pressure, there's already a lot of pressure on a kicker, let alone having your own fans throw stuff at you.
How many times? Look, this is also what? 3-time Super Bowl championship kicker, Harrison Butker, the guy that has won you playoff games. Because of him, you won the Super Bowl last year. If you wouldn't have made that kick was it overtime last year in the playoffs, then there would be no back-to-back Kansas City Chiefs fans. Look, here's what we need to tell these guys. You play football. Why don't you just continue to play football? You know what I mean? Stop putting – every time one of these guys puts any of their religious beliefs or any of their, you know, all that out there, it always becomes a problem in there. And if I were an owner or a coach of an NFL team, I would say, did you ever hear of Bill Belichick's players talking crap? Nope. Why is that?
And you know, and I get that perspective. I get that perspective. But I do want to say that a lot of these guys, you know, they go into this, you know, because they want to be great and they want to put their name out there. And they believe in something so passionately that once they get that pedestal, they believe it's their time to share because they have that spotlight that they have that they were made to get that spotlight so they could share what they believe. And that is their purpose in life more than just playing football. So you can understand both aspects of it. You know, maybe Harrison Butler could care less whether he got kicked off, because at least he knows him and his relationship with God is going to be okay. You know what I mean?
How'd that work out for you, Harrison Butker?
I mean, so far, so good. We'll see. There was 100,000 signatures to get him kicked off the team. So,
I mean, do you think, though, that the Chiefs fans will boo him? Do you think that? I don't think that'll happen. The Chiefs fans,
you know,
are...
the Chiefs fans specifically, I think it's going to be a little – but if this was on another team, say the Browns, he might not make it to the game.
No doubt. But hey, that's our Super Flex mock draft. Trey, just take a look at take a look at my team. I'll take a look at your team. Let's kind of give each other give our thoughts on each other's teams here, man, before we wrap this bad boy up. Let me get a look see here, Trey, at the Amon-Ra Bijan. I'm gonna go ahead and just kick it off here, buddy. Let's look at your team here, man. Fourth and flex, Trey. Amon-Ra at the one. Bijan at the two. Jared Goff, three. Trey McBride, four. I feel like you could have got him later at value, but we talked about that a little bit already. Aaron Rodgers at five. Another quarterback I feel you probably could have waited for, but hey, if that's your guy, take him. Alvin Kamara, Chris Godwin, Nicky Chubb, Curtis Samuel, Zach Moss, Mike Williams, Russell Wilson, Brandon Cooks, Roman Wilson, New York Jets, and we got Michael Badgley hanging out there. Yeah, I like it. I love your team, man. Aside from the Trey McBride there, I feel like you could have got later and maybe went up and got another, you know, bigger piece there. You know, I don't hate the Trey McBride pick. I just feel like you maybe got it a little early.
I feel that.
But if you look at your running backs here, you got two running back slots in this team. So you got Bijan, you got Kamara. Those are the guys that you're riding with. Nick Chubb, you're hoping. Zach Moss might be another guy you can actually ride with if he ends up doing better than one of these other two. But I feel like, and this is something I always say about your teams generally, more running back depth could be very helpful for your team here. But when it comes to wide receivers, I mean, you've done very well. Obviously, Amon-Ra, Chris Godwin, Curtis Samuel. Honestly, I like some of the depth better than a lot of the other, it's really surprising to me that you didn't pick a wide receiver other than Amon-Ra till the seventh round.
Yeah. Yeah, just the way the cookie crumbled, you know?
Yeah, you got to roll with the punches, buddy. I get it. If I had to go off and grade this team, I'm going to go with a B. I'll give you a B for this team. B minus.
Yeah.
B minus.
Okay, you just had to throw that on there.
Yeah, no. Just Trey McBride, dog. Trey McBride. That's all I got to say.
You'll see. Hey, by the end of the year, you'll know the name Trey.
I hope you're right. I hope Trey McBride goes off. I really do. But you're the only one that knows that, Trey.
We'll see.
So you can wait to get him.
We'll see. All right, jump into your team. You got Jalen Hurts and Tua right off the bat.
Clink, clink.
Clink, clink, Hurts, Tua. You know I love me some Hurts right off the start there. This is funny because I'm looking at your team, and I swear to God I drafted this team 2 years ago. Jalen Hurts, Cooper Kupp, Keenan Allen, Austin Eckler. I mean, these are all guys that I had on my team 2 years ago.
Sure.
Being that they're still relevant just shows how good I knew my stuff 2 years ago. You know what I'm saying? But you got Kyren Williams and Kenneth Walker and Austin Eckler. Zeke down there as a late grab. Roschon Johnson, another sneaky grab. I like your running backs. I like your depth, as always. Cooper Kupp, Keenan Allen, and Terry McLaurin. I think that could go either way. That's one thing that scares me. Those wide receivers could win every week for you, or they could, you know, just not do well for you. I think consistency-wise, Terry McLaurin's the most consistent wide receiver out of those three.
Man.
And it's scary. You know, obviously Keenan Allen on a new team, rookie quarterback, it's a big risk, but it's also a high reward. It's June, so I like it.
Yeah, buddy.
Dallas Goedert at tight end. You know, like I said, I probably would have leaned Hawkinson there, but you didn't want the Hawk Tua team. So I respect it.
Appreciate it.
Then 49ers defense, can't go wrong there. Got to point that out.
That's right.
I don't hate this team. If I had to rate this team, in my personal opinion, just because you got Jalen Hurts, I'll give you a solid B, no minus.
Good man. I'll take that B. That B stands for Bandy. Gonna take that bowl. You know what I mean? That Bandy bowl. But yeah, Oh man, that was good. That was fun, buddy. It's been a while since I did some mock drafting. The time is a coming, so there's going to be a lot more where that came from, Trey. First mock draft of the season. We got it done. How you feeling about yours?
I got a lot of research to do. You know what I'm saying? but I do like it. I'm excited. I'm ready to keep doing this and just see how my teams play out. Obviously, you know, like I said, I like drafting the 12th spot in my first mock draft of the season just to be at the very bottom of the food chain. I'll work my way up as I go. And the more mock drafts, the better you're prepared you are for the season. So you out there, make sure y'all get with us. Jump in. We got some mock drafts. We'll do them live with our viewers. So hop in with us, hop in the chat, and we will hook you up.
Yeah, buddy, man. Go on the Sleeper app. Find your boys. Just type Fourth and Flex in that search. I promise you'll find one of us. Guys, again, if you are watching us anywhere, please hit the like button. Share this out to your friends to get that love, get our name out there a little more, guys. New studio, new vibe, new love, Trey.
I like it.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Thank you guys so much for watching. And we shall see thee on the next one.
Peace. Balls of steel, this guy. He's got big balls.